I'm Michael Brown. The whistleblower at the center of Congress's impeachment inquiry says President Trump abused his office by trying to get Ukraine's help in next year's election and that the White House tried to cover it up. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats are demanding to know if the president held back the military aid in a bid to force Ukraine to investigate the Biden family. He's been saying that wasn't the case at all.
As usual, the United States helps and nobody else is there. So I want to see other countries help.
And while meeting with Ukraine's president,
they have to feel a little bit guilty about it because they don't do what they should be doing.
What they're actually doing is giving Ukraine far more development assistance than the U.S. European Union institutions gave Ukraine $425 million from 2016 to 2017. That's more than double the U.S. contribution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Afghanistan is bracing for possible violence ahead of Saturday's presidential election amid an effectively stalemated war and postponed U.S. peace talks with the Taliban. The insurgents are threatening to attack polling stations, and some political candidates, concerned about the potential fraud, are threatening violence if elections are not considered fair and transparent. The National Transportation Safety Board is issuing several recommendations as part of investigations into two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets in Indonesia and Ethiopia. AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
One recommendation is that Boeing should consider how confusion in the cockpit can slow down response by pilots when there is some kind of problem. The suggestion is Boeing underestimates response time to diagnose and react because of multiple alarms going off, competing for attention. MAX planes crashed in Indonesia and Ethiopia in the past year, killing 348 people.
That was Ed Donahue reporting. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Federal health officials say vaping-related lung illnesses are on the rise across the U.S. AP correspondent